in the fireplaces, most of the fuel here was sawmill waste. Sawmills cut lumber, logs, and the ends of every log was either split or broken or dirty, and they cut off the ends of it, and that was run out to a pile, and people bought that for fireplace fuel. It was cheap. Most of the cost was getting some fellow with a truck to haul. Then the coals, whatever coals they had, were from what hardwood they used. Oak, ash, pop ash. There's hardwood that had gone. Took my wife in a little house. Incidentally, the big house we lived in up there, for some 6 or 7 years, was the house where she boarded as a school teacher and where I used to go to see her. She just taught school the most part 1 year. And they had a big living room. When we lived there, we called it the hall. The living room. She was allowed 2 or 3 big pieces of fuel. It would burn, and it would all be burned out a little after 10 o'clock. And then it gets so damn cold, I'd have to leave. She'd next to me. And the landlord, the people who owned the house, figured it out that way, too. We'd sit there by a fire all night. We'd just sit in front of the fire. That's what I thought of romantic. Logs burned down, left red hot coals, burned cold inside the house.
Now, when those coals burn out, you know, you'd have nothing left but the what? There
wasn't much left but ashes. Yeah. They burned almost total. The bright ash. That was a little menial job, somebody to take them out. Later on, most people began to find coal in our places. We moved down here. We had stoves and fireplace. We didn't use anything but coal.
Did you ever hear of stone coals?
Well, that's anthracite coal. And the other is bituminous coal. The stone coal is hard, and it is hard. The railroads use that. They have a, you have to have pretty strong draft. Railroads had it on those engines. Bituminous coal has a whole lot more oil and burns easier. Makes that terrible black smoke. It's almost outlawed now, you know, for industry.
Yeah. Can you tell me some of the stuff you might have in the house? Some of the
Well, what my father and mother had old-fashioned furniture. Beds all had four posts.
Yeah.
And the mattresses were made out of most anything, moss, wool,
yeah,
and quilts. We didn't have blankets as such. We had quilts that women had to make. They would sew them together with wool in between the two layers.
What would you put on top of the bed, maybe, or the quilt? What would you call that? Put that on the lap.
I think we had a rather decorative quilt.
The top layer.